City Manager.
Yes, I too am appreciative of the effort the police department made, and I'd ask the chief if she could maybe give us a quick summary report on the activity today.
I will, thank you. I'll key on your lead out, Howard. Today's effort, the operation, most of you know about it by now, but for anyone who may not know some of the details, we've had some very recent gang-related events in town, including a homicide. The officer-involved shooting was gang-related, and as recently as this past weekend, we had one gang member commit two robberies and an attempted homicide within 2 hours of each event. And we have had some good assistance, and if I can take a minute just to say some thank yous to the folks that participated with us today. The Riverside Sheriff's stations out of Thermal, Coachella, and La Quinta provided deputies, including motors, during the process. The Beaumont Police Department, our California Highway Patrol, provided birds in the air and 8 canines for the operation. Department of Justice, California State Patrol, the Border Patrol, Homeland Security, CPS, Child Protective Services was here, as well as a Housing Authority representative. The fire department was on standby and actually responded twice for folks that we took into custody who really didn't want to go to jail. They weren't feeling well. And as I said, this is a very specific and concerted effort to minimize. It was the largest of several. I don't know if people have been noticing. We've had several suppression efforts over the last few weeks. This is the largest, and I promise you there are more coming. Because we will no longer tolerate, it's a zero tolerance. Today, the final numbers are actually 17 in custody. Several juveniles were taken into custody as well, three firearms. The big thing for us was that we served 10 more people in the gang injunction, and that's critical because the aspects of the gang injunction, they cannot associate with each other, they cannot have gang indicia, so to have 10 more. And these are some folks that we've kind of been hoping to serve. So that aspect of tool that we now have is huge. We're very fortunate to have several deputy district attorneys here to afford, you know, legal coaching and assure the service of the gang injunction materials. So our folks did a super job. This was a Desert Hot Springs originated operation. We had a team of several folks who really focused on it over the last few weeks, and as I said, it wasn't until just over the last few days that we finalized how it would be handled. Again, a big thank you for your acknowledgement, and I'm proud of what our folks do every single day, but I was especially proud of them today. We did a super job, and a lot of those agencies who had been here for the first time were stunned at how many community members came to them and thanked them for being here. They said, "We don't get that." And I said, "But welcome to Desert Hot Springs. You do here." So thank you for giving me just a minute to share that experience.